already. Her name's Nadine, okay? Go ahead, Nadine.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric. Hi, Harley. How are you? Doing good?
Hello, I'm doing awesome. Yes, thank you.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. It's almost Friday, right?
So, I know, right?
That's a good sign. I'm like, I feel like this week flew by, which is kind of cool because I have some big plans this weekend, you know.
There you go. That's awesome.
But it's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I, in fact, handle the pricing and details for your area. And I know that you've been speaking here with Eric. He does such an amazing job, you know, going over the basics of the program. However, he did want me to go over pricing and details with you. And I know that there was a question that you had, right? I think in regards to not having your website completely done. So I wanted to address that too, you know. And so I'm just actually pulling up his notes. Aside from that, was there any other questions that you might have for me, like as far as where we did the placement or how this works?
Yeah, absolutely. If you could, just in a more broad sense, I mean, I'm new to business myself, in all honesty. And so just a broad overview of like how this works, I think that'd be great.
Absolutely. So pretty much you're familiar with doing a search on Google, looking for a restaurant, tire shop, you know, near you, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And, you know, within the search results, you're going to get the first thing that'll pop up, you'll see at the very tippy top, is sponsored with a check mark in blue. They're actually profiles that are part of Google's pay-per-lead program, known as Google Verified, formerly known as Google Guaranteed. And then you'll see the other sponsored ads, which are the Google pay-per-click ads. Right?
Yep,
and then right underneath of that, where 90% of searches will start and stop, is going to be in the local map section. That's where you see the profiles, business name, photos, website link. And that's typically where people will click to call, see websites, get directions. And that's where we're primarily doing the placement. Okay, that's where the listing that opened up this morning is available. They're in the local map section of Google. So what that means for you, Harley, is when someone is looking up your services, right?
Yeah.
Not your company by name, because if they don't know you, how do they find you? By your services that you provide. So when they're specifically looking up, let's say, power washing, right? Let's say you do lawn care maintenance. You know, a number of services I'm looking at that you offer. When they are searching those services on Google, okay, you'll come up in those search results. They click on your number, they call you directly. That's how it works.
Okay.
What property maintenance is a pretty broad, you know, I would say could be pretty broad when it comes to the services, right?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what you want to be found for, like what you do. Obviously, power washing is a big one for you.
Yes, it would have the possibility to be
okay.
Freedom property maintenance, in my vision, obviously it's a full service like lawn and landscape company, and it looks like that's mowing, that's full service mowing, that's tree trimming, that's shrub and brush removal, spring and fall cleanup, mulching, plant installation, and like architectural design, stuff like that. Honestly, in the landscaping realm, the only thing that I wouldn't be offering at this time is hardscape. I myself don't have enough experience in that field to be confident in it.
Okay.
But other than that, Freedom is a full service landscape business.
Okay, so like lawn mowing, maintenance. Do you do irrigation systems as well?
At this, like I could do.
Or not yet.
I could. Yeah, like I wouldn't be able to do like lawn irrigation systems. I could do like for grass. I could do
okay
work. I could install irrigation for like plants and flower beds and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, perfect.
I've done that before.
Okay,
but no yard sprinklers or anything like that.
Mulch and seeding, you do?
Yep, absolutely.
Sod installation.
Yep, I can do that.
Yard cleanup. What about lawn pest control? Do you do anything with that?
I do not. I am not licensed in any of those.
That's okay. This is very helpful for me because now I know what would be the best direction to go in. I was going to ask you too, do you cut hair? Are you a barber?
I am not, no.
You know what's so funny is that when I searched up your company by name, Harley, something came up with Freedom. It's like a barber shop. I'm not even joking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, okay, he's a barber too? No, I have a friend, her husband's a barber. You know, back in my time, you're probably going to know my age when I tell you this. I'm probably like, I could probably be the age of your mom, right? But
I
remember my brother used to get his hair cut, and it was like literally like $7, right? My sister-in-law would say, girl, she goes, try like 40 plus tip. You know, and I was like, dang, when did that go up? I mean, I had nothing but girls. But it's like even my grandson, now I'm like, you know, before, like even my grandson probably like 6 or 7 years ago, I took him to get a haircut. But, you know, I took him to like a Fantastic Sam's out here. So, you know, it was like maybe $12, $20. But when she told me 40 and I was like, I almost had a heart attack. I was like, oh, I haven't taken Aiden in a long time. Maybe I better do my research, you know.
Honestly, if you can find a barber for $20, drop me the location.
You're like, shoot it, right?
I know.
Send me the digits over here.
That's what I'm saying. I was almost at the point where I'm like, do I YouTube? Do I risk cutting my own hair?
Or be like my husband and just shave it all off, no?
Oh, yeah, dude, that's the cheapest right there.
Yeah, no kidding, yeah. That's why it was funny because when I searched up, because what I did, right, I always want to do my research, right? So
absolutely.
I was searching up your company by name. I wanted to see where you had online presence. I found the Angie's listing, right? And then I think you also have Facebook, too, if I'm not mistaken. Well, no, I don't think that's your Facebook page. Ink on it. Let me see if it even has your phone number. Yeah, no, that one's not yours. But you do have Facebook too? Do you use it?
I do have Facebook. Use it. I'm still working on fully setting up that account as well.
That's okay.
Absolutely.
And then I know you mentioned to Eric that you're working on the website. You weren't sure how that would work because you're still working on that. And we'll kind of discuss that too, how that would all like entwine with what we're going to be offering you today, okay? But then it's when I searched up your phone number, that's when the barber shop came up, and I'm like, okay, so he cuts hair? You know, it was really weird. Maybe it was a posting you did or something for someone. I don't know.
I honestly don't know either. I'll show up with the lawnmower, cut your yard, and I'll cut your hair.
Yeah, but I'm not going to cut your hair. Perfect. Okay. Okay. And then, so the Angie's, I know you started getting some leads, right? People asking for quotes right away. So you were able to make contact with those. That's good. I know with their program, we work with a lot of their clients. You know, we're not associated with them, Harley, but I know how their like program works, right? And I will say this, call those leads right away, right? Because if you don't, not that it's a bad thing, but if you don't call it right away, what happens is someone else is going to beat you to that call. Okay.
Yeah.
So as long as you're calling them, you know what I mean? Then you're going to get that job. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So I think you'll be great.
Absolutely.
Let me take a look here. Let's see. And then the website, you started working on that, right?
Correct. It's just,
okay,
it's,
good.
Couple more.
How far? Okay, so you're almost done with it. Like, how long do you think you have before you finish it?
I have been working on it on the side, but I would say within the next week and a half.
Perfect. That's perfect. Okay. And then now, is it mainly residential work that you do, or also commercial?
I can do mainly residential, but I definitely do both. I think the guy that was on the line earlier, I forget his name. Yeah, either way.
Eric?
My insurance. Yes, Eric, yes.
Okay.
My insurance policy, I'm insured for both commercial and residential.
Beautiful. Okay. Now, do you carry any type of licensing, like an 07, 06, or the Category C license?
I do not at the moment.
Okay, no worries. So, as I was taking a look, I think a really good program for you to start with would be our Platinum Package, because you're staying within like a 50-mile radius, right, for new customers?
Yes. It would
around
be
there?
Stuff.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So basically, the way that this program would work, it would put you on the first page of Google in the local map section, which is where 90% of searches will start and stop.
Nice.
We'll list you on Bing. Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. So we'll brand your business Facebook page, but what we do is Facebook advertising. Now, what happens is when someone performs a search on Google for your service, and then let's say they go to Facebook, right? And they're just looking at pictures or stories. Well, all of a sudden, we're going to target them with your ad, okay? Your ad is going to appear on their Facebook page. And it's going to help you reach more new potential clients. However, we make it unique where we could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. So as soon as they click on that ad, they're calling you directly. Now, a lot of our clients have seen great results. Okay.
Nice.
Awesome. In addition, we will attach your website where we are listing your company. Okay. If it's going to take you longer than I would say 2 weeks, then we can build you a temporary one until yours is completed and we switch it out. Not a big deal. Okay.
Absolutely.
Now we also cover the mobile platform. Anyone that uses their iPhone, Android, tablet, or even their voice searches, they can find you listed on that first page. Pretty much, this package covers all of your bases. Now, because you are a new business, I would offer it to you with a new in-business credit. So it's going to save you over 50% from the original cost. Okay, so you'll be grandfathered into the rate. Now, what we ask from you is a 3-month verbal commitment to stick it out with us for 3 months, but you pay monthly. Okay?
Okay.
So you're looking at a fixed flat rate of $299 a month with just a one-time $99 setup fee. So the initial investment to get started today would be $398. And then every month after that, Harley, you're looking at $299 monthly. Doesn't matter if you got 50 calls, 60 calls, if you land a job that, you know, someone's going to be paying you for this huge lawn and all this work to be done, and you're going to make like $5,000 off of it. You're paying that same flat rate, okay?
Okay, nice.
What do you think so far?
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, definitely something I would be interested in.
Now, these calls will come directly to you. So whether someone's looking for sod installation, they need some lawn care done, they need, you know, a yard cleanup, right? Because, you know, we're now in spring and people are starting to like, I need some cleanup done here, right? Because we're going to be heading into summertime before you know it. So.
Yeah, 100%.
And when they're searching up these services, right, they're going to see you coming up on that first page. And I say this because, Harley, you can use multiple keywords just as long as they're the services that you're providing, right? Now,
Absolutely. The
beauty of our program, this is going to come with a customized tracking and reporting system. So, listen, you do not have to take our word for it that it works. Because, in fact, you're going to be able to see how many phone calls you're receiving, where they performed the location of the search, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can track all of that. You're going to actually have a team here that's dedicated to your account. So whenever you have, you know, changes or questions or updates, we have a team that's dedicated to assisting you. We do the management so that way you can focus on your job, okay? Now,
all
of this, of course, starts with me. I'm the person that's considered the lead on the account. However, again, like I said, you'll have a team dedicated to you. And I mean, I think with it being, you know, a monthly program, I think it's something perhaps you would want to take advantage of today. That way we can, you know, prove it to you. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
That would be awesome. I'm just thinking, like, future references and stuff, would we solely contact over the phone or would we use email? I'm just trying to think ahead of, like, just, like, communicating, like, my specific information and, like, business logo and stuff like that. Not like,
oh, yeah. We communicate. So basically we're going to communicate through phone, text, email, right? Those are the forms of communication that we have with you. So,
absolutely.
Like, let's say, for example, you have pictures, right, that you want to update on your Google business profile. You can email them.
Yeah.
You can text them. You know what I mean? We encourage you.
Yeah.
We're going to even help you gain reviews. So we have
nice.
Helpful tools where you could put in through in your tracking and reporting system. There's a section, and they'll walk you through it, where you go under the reviews, you put your client's phone number or their email address, and it's going to send them a message about leaving you a review. They click on the link, they leave you 5 stars, and that'll post to your Google business profile. I mean, hardly, we encourage it, right?
Nice.
It's the modern day word of mouth, you know? So definitely, it's we have very helpful tools that'll even help you organize the calls that you're receiving, whether this one's a follow-up or what have you, okay?
Okay.
So yeah, so it's, you know, it's an excellent program. It's going to put you in front of those that are on Google searching for your services. And I think it's a great start for you, you know, especially with the business being new, this would be the perfect package for you to start with.
Absolutely.
Okay. What's the best email address for you, Harley?
So it's capital F, freedom, PM, office@gmail.com. So it's capital F and everything else is lowercase.
You said freedom, and then is it T as in Tom, M as in Mary?
No, it'd be PM, like not AM, but PM.
Oh, PM, got it. Office,
yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay. All right, perfect. All right. You have access to your email right now?
I do.
Okay. Do you spell your name Harley? Is that how you spell it?
That's correct.
Okay, good. I hate when I misspell names. That's my biggest pet peeve. Or even when I mispronounce a name, it drives me crazy. Like, I'm all like, oh my God, I just tore up that person's name. I feel terrible.
Yeah. I completely understand. Like, you're trying to be professional as best as you can, and then you just botch it, and you're like,
I know. And then they're like, and I'll always, like, especially, and even with spellings, right? I know some people have sometimes a unique spelling, right? So, okay.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm sending you this email right now. It's coming from Nadine Medina, and it's going to say Platinum Package. Okay. I like to send you everything in writing. This way you have it for your own records there of what's included. Okay. And then
absolutely.
What the pricing is. And then just so you know, you will not incur click fees, right, on your Facebook ads, because what we do from that $299, and you'll see it in the email, I allocate $100 to your Facebook ads that we're managing. So this is why you will never incur click fees, because you're paying that flat rate. Okay, Harley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, your last name, and this is just for the account purpose here with me.
Yeah. Snyder. Snyder.
Okay. And this 717-419-5305 number, is that the best number to reach you on?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. And you also get text messages on this phone number as well?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I know my information is at the bottom of the email, and although I'm the lead on the account, I still like to provide my information to you. That way you have it for your records. Okay. So this first text is going to have my phone number with my extension. And then I'm also going to send you right now our customer service phone number, which is the same 877 number that I provided for myself. I need you to save this phone number in your contacts under Local Splash, our company name. The reason is because whenever a customer service department reaches out to you regarding your account, they're going to call you from the 877 number. If you have an update, change, question, or concern, you're going to call the 877 number, and I always want you to have it on hand. Now, if you look at that text right now, I also included your username and password, okay? So your username is your phone number with no dashes, and your password, which I like your password, it auto generates it, but it's all lowercase, one word, cool Yahoo. Do you see that? It's in the text.
Yep, I see it.
Okay, perfect. Now, we are always here for you Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. We're on the West Coast, okay? You're ahead of me by 3 hours. So for you, we're always here 10 to 7, your time.
Okay.
Okay? Which everybody back east always tells me they love that because it's after their work hours. It's better for them, For sure.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Now, Harley, I'm going to start verifying information with you because we want to make sure that the business is listed accurately, okay? Freedom Property Maintenance LLC. Is that how it should be listed?
Yes.
Okay. You want the LLC included, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And then the address that is associated with the business, is it the 331 West High Street?
No, that would not be my business address.
Okay.
I was actually working on changing my address on Angie.
Okay,
you guys
no worries. So let me tell you about the address, right? This address that we're going to notate is not going to show anywhere on Google, right? Typically, businesses like yourself are verified at their home address. They call it a home office. Because you are not a storefront, that address will not show on Google. It's hidden. No one comes to you to buy tile or to pick out products.
Yeah.
Okay, you go to them. So what address are we using for the business?
It would be 1044 Newport Road, Manheim, PA, 17545.
Okay. I would have pronounced this the city name wrong. I would have messed that all up. 17545, right?
Yep, that is correct.
I almost at first said Mayhem, and I'm like, that's not Mayhem. I don't see no Y.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we'll make sure that the address is hidden.
Right.
I'm assuming that this would be your residence, right? Like where you live?
The 1044?
Yeah.
No, that would be my dad's house, in which my business
shop
will be at my dad's house. The 331
nice.
Is my home.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Okay, that's so cool. Wow. So your dad has a shop there?
Yes. Yep.
Wow, that is so cool. What does your dad do?
My dad just works locally at a feed mill in the office.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. That's cool. All right.
Okay. Keeping the whole family.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. I bet you it's so pretty out there during the spring. You guys get cold winters though, for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah. A lot of this winter I worked outside and it was just like a lot, like below 20.
No way. Wow. Do you do snow removal in the winter time or no?
I do snow removal, yeah.
So you know what? With this program, like when winter hits, you can always add in more services at any time, or like when it's winter and you want to do snow removal and you want to be found for that, you could do that too. Just an FYI. It doesn't cost you more. Okay.
Awesome. Would I just log into that into my account?
Yeah, you can do that, or you could just reach out to the team, send an email and say, hey, I need you guys to update my services. I need to add in these other services, right? Whether it's, hey, now I'm starting to cut trees or whatever, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. Now, as far as for the billing, the card that you're using today, Harley, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It would just be in my name.
Okay. And does it only say Harley Snyder on there, or is there like a middle initial?
Middle initial would be D.
Okay. D as in David?
Yep.
Okay. And the billing address for the card?
That would be my home address, 331
okay.
West High Street.
331 West High Street. Okay. Let me see here. So you're updating that on Angie's, right? Because I know it. I don't know why they always show the address, to be quite honest with you. I really don't know why that address shows, because it's like, I don't know. I guess it's just the way they do it. Is the zip code also the 17545? Same zip?
Yes.
Okay.
Both are 17545.
Okay, got it. And is this Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It would be Visa.
Okay. And then the card number whenever you are ready.
Yep. Just a heads up, I'm logging into my online banking right now. I'm just transferring
some funds.
Okay.
Take your time. Take your time. In the meantime, while you're doing that, let me do some notes right now before we start taking billing information. Okay.
Okay.
So that way I give you time. Okay. Under your services. Okay, Harley.
Yep.
Obviously, I'm going to start naming off some stuff. If there's anything that I'm missing, just say, oh, Nadine, add this in. Okay. So I'm putting lawn care maintenance. I'm putting mulch seeding, right?
Yep.
Anything if I'm missing or if you say no, let me know. Mulch.
Sounds good.
Seeding, yard cleanup. Yard cleanup, mowing. Do you do edging or trimming?
Yes, I do edging and trimming as well.
Edging, trimming. I'm trying to think what else. Let me think. When I have people coming and doing my lawn. Yard cleanups, okay. I know because you won't catch me doing anything in my yard. I think because my mom, when we were kids, she used to be like, okay, come on out. My mom was one of those, she would put a blanket out and pull all the weeds and clean up, like our yard always looked good, right? And as kids, she would make us do that. And I think because we did that so much, like I was like, my husband's all, come out here and help me. And I'm like, absolutely not. That's your job.
Hey, for people like me, that's what I love to hear.
Do you do flower beds?
Yes, I do flower beds as well.
Okay. Anything else that kind of stands out that you want me to notate? I mean, the technician will go over more with you in detail, but I kind of want to give them a gist of what you do.
Like I said before, I'm not sure if that would be included in flower beds, but that would be like plant installation, but also like shrub and brush removal.
Okay, that's what I want to hear. Plant installation and then shrub and brush removal.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Shrub and brush removal. Okay, perfect. What are your typical hours of operation? Are you like a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yes. As of now, my hours would be 7 to 5 throughout the week. And Saturdays would be 9 to 12.
Sunday closed?
Correct.
Okay, good. Day of rest, you know? Day of rest, church, family time, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And then now with the Facebook ads, we could reach as far as 50 miles. Do you want to put specific areas? Because if we do, like, let's say 50 miles, right? It's like drawing a circle 50 miles around you and throwing a blanket over it. That might put you in some areas that you don't target, right?
Correct.
So do you want me to notate that you'll provide specific areas? So this way we don't have that ad running
if
in
I
an
could,
area.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. If I could... I could either text or email you guys, but if I could, like, text you the specific township that I'd be available to you.
I'm going to put here, will provide townships. Are the townships for you guys, like, the counties, what I would call a county?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, they're called counties here as well.
But I know you guys also use different terminology too, you know what I mean? Which I think is kind of cool.
We do.
We'll provide townships to target. Okay, perfect. I'll let them know that. Now, when we communicate with you, right, regarding your account, do you prefer we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Yeah, honestly, definitely, I would say definitely 100% email and call and text.
Okay.
As well.
Okay, so all three is good? Okay.
Yep, that'd be great.
And then what we're also going to include on here, and it's not an additional charge, but with all of our programs, it comes with a local tracking number that will be linked to your phone. This is how you're going to be able to track what calls are actually coming from our program. Okay. What I love about it is it's not going to completely stop the spam calls, but it will lessen from you getting so many. Okay. And if you got a spam call, you can block it. Okay.
Nice.
So that'll be included. Your Facebook business page, do you know if it is active yet or no?
No, it would not be active yet, but I can send you that as soon as possible.
Perfect. Once you, because what you're going to do is you're going to add us on as managers. Okay.
Okay.
And so the technician will walk you through it. I'm letting them know that you're building your website. Okay. If it's going to take you longer than 2 weeks, and I'll notate that, reach out to us and just say, hey, can you guys build the temporary one until mine's done? And then we just, it's real simple. We switch it out. It will not cost you more money. Okay.
Awesome.
Do you know what your domain is on your website? Do you know by heart?
I would not know it off the top of my head.
If you don't, that's okay. Just send us a link once you have it. Okay.
Awesome. Yep.
Perfect. Is there anyone else, Harley, that you want notated on your account that's authorized to make changes other than yourself, or will it just be you?
It would solely be me.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Now, let me go back to billing. Okay, and you said it was a Visa, right?
Correct.
Okay, I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Awesome. Card number would be 4482-5120 4599-8302
Expiration month and year.
11/29.
11/29, and the CVV code on the back.
That would be 993.
Okay, I'm going to read the card number back to you. 4482-5120-4599-8302.
That is correct.
November of 29, expiration, and the CVV is 993.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. Before I process your payment, Harley, I'm going to walk you through. It's called a voice verification recording, and that is because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement, which is also an added form of protection for you that I'm going to send in writing with your invoice. Okay?
Awesome.
Now, as I'm walking you through it, if there is anything that you don't understand, I want you to do me a favor and you stop me so we can review and clarify. You just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure that you have a firm understanding before we process the transaction. Sounds good?
Absolutely. Sounds good.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Freedom Property Maintenance, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Harley Snyder, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, excuse me, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash.
Yes.
Calls will come from our customer service number, so please save our 877-635-6225 number as Local Splash under your contacts. That's the number that I texted you earlier, okay?
Yep.
Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you.
Awesome.
As a result of increased visibility, please be advised, Harley, that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I will provide you a security question. This is to verify that the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company, okay? So
awesome.
You can choose that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you want for the security question?
I'll go with my mother's maiden name.
And what was your mom's maiden name?
Beiler. B-E-I-L-E-R.
B-E-I-L-E-R. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to give you an example, right? Let's say you got a call, someone saying they were Local Splash, and it wasn't our 877 number that they were calling from, right? You just ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling, okay? If they refuse to give you the security question, kindly disconnect the call because it's not
awesome.
Us, okay? Now, an example that I always like to give too is several of my clients get called by a company called Yelp, and basically they offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive these calls and you are interested in trying it out, let me know, and I can offer you a discounted rate, okay?
Awesome.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And I'm going to still explain this to you anyways because I always do. So we know you're using Angie's. They don't have nothing to do with what we do, right? But if you happen to do any other marketing, all we're asking is give us a heads up so we can make sure we're not already providing you that service because we just don't want you, you know, spending more money if you don't need to, okay?
Absolutely. And even for a heads up, for the foreseeable future, like this, Facebook and like word of mouth and Angie, I probably won't go beyond that. So
good for you, because you know what? I don't see you needing to be quite honest. After this,
and the website.
I think you're going to be all set with exactly with all of this. You know what I mean? So yeah, unless if you're trying to grow like really huge with like 10 crews going out, then maybe you might upgrade to something else. But yeah, I think this is going to be sufficient for you. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Now, as part of the verification process, okay, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include your business license or your LLC, right? Proof of insurance and any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification, okay?
Absolutely.
We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
I do. Would you?
Okay.
I'm guessing that would just be over email.
Yeah, email. So we'll provide you a couple of different ways that you can send the items to us. Okay. Now.
Okay. And that would just be my proof of registration.
Yes,
for the business.
Yes, exactly. In fact, what I'm going to do, Harley, before we're even done with the call, I'm going to send you a list of items that we need pictures of, and we'll go over that. So it's going to show in there like registration, like picture of your insurance, And this is just items that we need. So when we're getting you verified through Google to create the Google Business Profile, it's going to help us get it done faster. Okay?
Absolutely.
And we'll go over that. And it'll even show you where to send it. Okay? Now,
awesome.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is April 9th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, as I mentioned, this is a three-month verbal agreement, okay? So your monthly payment will automatically renew on the ninth day of each month in the amount of $299. So it's a monthly recurring payment, okay? Now,
yep.
You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Make sure, Harley, that you speak with a live representative. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, there will be an early termination fee that will apply. But if you cancel after you've completed your 3 months, there's no termination fee, right? Because you completed the 3 months. Now, to prevent charges, okay, for your next month of service, make sure that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your billing is due. So you don't get charged on the billing date. Does that make sense? So like, for example, you complete your 3rd month, right? You make your 3rd payment, okay?
And then you decide,
you know what? I'm good now. I got plenty of work. My plate's full, right? So before that 4th month, you want to make sure if you're going to cancel before the 4th month, make sure that you cancel at least 3 business days before the 9th so that way you don't get charged on that date, on that next billing date. Okay?
Gotcha. I understand.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to be updating the package and I'm going to process the payment and then you're going to start receiving some emails and text messages because we send it to both. I don't need too much more longer. I know you got to continue with your day. So the next order of business is I need to schedule what we call a client interview and onboarding. This is where the real magic is going to happen. Okay.
Okay.
This interview, I'm going to block out an hour. It takes about 45 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. It depends on how many questions or details you have, but I do want to make it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. Because this is where you're going to talk with the technician about, you know, the Facebook ads, about, you know, where to send us pictures. So they're going to go over more in detail, but they're also going to verify, like, the information you and I went over to. Okay? How does your schedule look for tomorrow so I can see what we have on our calendar?
Yeah, let me check.
Okay.
You said your business hours are 10 to 7 over here?
Yeah, for you it'd be 10 to 7. So, like, in fact, if you want, if it makes it easier for you, Harley, I can tell you what times I have available for tomorrow. Okay? Now, whatever time I give you is going to be in your time zone. Okay? So it's your time that I'm going to give you. I have 10 to 11, your time. 11 to 12. 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3. I have 4 to 5, 6 to 7.
Okay. I will do, let's do the 11 to noon.
11 to noon. Okay. Now, tomorrow, we're going to be calling you from an 877 number, okay? Make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason when we call you, you need 5 or you need 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me right back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. Okay? I don't want you to miss this appointment. Now, the other thing is that I will send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to let you know that it is coming up in the next hour in case you forget. Okay. If I am not in a meeting or on another call, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. If I am not available when it's time to call you, they will not wait for me. They will proceed to call you without me. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to send you calendar invite right now. Now, in your text messages or your emails, because we sent it to both, I need you to find the one that says, let me see, it'll say initial invoice, and then there's one that says action pictures needed for Google verification.
Okay.
So whichever one you find first, and then we're going to go over it, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
You said the it just says initial invitation?
Yes.
Or invitation. Yeah. Yeah, I have it up on email.
Okay, let me go here. Okay, so let me go here. Let me see. Okay. So, you got the initial invoice opened right now? Which one do you have open, hon? Or if you want to read them off, I'll tell you which one to open up. There should be one that says, "Hello, Harley D. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email."
Okay.
You see that one?
Oh, yes.
It'll say initial invoice.
Yep. I have it.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So it goes on to say your invoice is located below this email. The next sentence says, please note this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. And then it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
I do, yes.
Okay. So click on where it says, click here.
Okay.
And then it's going to take you to a page that'll say Local Splash at the very top, terms of experience. Let me know when you're on that page.
Yep, I'm there.
Okay. I need you to scroll towards almost the very bottom of it. There's going to be where it says mobile phone, and it has your phone number, okay? And then there's going to be three boxes right below it. Do you see that?
Okay. Yeah, the first one says, I agree to
receive. I agree,
SMS.
Yes.
Yep.
That means you agree to receive text messages from us, so you'll click in that box. The next box that you click in is that you certify that you're the authorized holder and the signer of your credit card and that all your information is complete and accurate.
Yep.
And then that next box is you acknowledge that the payments are automatic and reoccurring. Okay?
Yep.
And then at the very bottom, when you're typing your name where it says click here and type your name as seen above, you're just going to type your name, Harley space D, no period, space, and then Snyder. And then you confirm your signature. Now, once you do that, it should open up a page that'll ask you to put your username and password. Let me know once you see that, okay?
Yep, I'm there. At
perfect. So I want you to try to log in there just to kind of get the hang of it. So remember, your username is your phone number with no dashes.
Okay.
And then your password is going to be cool, all lowercase, one word, okay? Cool.
Yep.
Yahoo.
Nice.
Okay. And then you log in. It might say, do you want to remember me? You could say yes. And then it should lock you in. Okay. Got it?
You said the, I know you said it on text. Hold on. Let me look it up.
It's all lowercase, one word. Cool, C-O-O-L, and then Yahoo. Y-A-H-O-O. All lowercase, one word, all together.
Okay, let me try again.
Okay.
The first time I tried it, it said invalid.
Did you try it right now? You put your phone number with no dashes, right?
Yep, I got in.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So you don't need to do anything with it. I just wanted you to get the hang of logging in and how simple it is. Okay. So I would suggest within 5 to 7 days, start logging in there to start tracking your results. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
awesome.
There's another one that I need you to find, and it'll say action pictures needed for Google verification.
Is this on that same website?
On the email or text message. So you can log out of that. So it'll be in the email or the text messages. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You said it's asking for picture confirmation?
Yeah, it'll say action, pictures needed, or photos needed for Google verification. It might be one of the most recent ones.
Is it a link?
It should be an email. Let me try to resend it to you. Give me just a second here, because it might have been buried. It usually happens. You found it? Okay.
I did.
Okay, perfect. So it says, to get your Google business profile verified, Google needs the below mentioned information to proceed further. Okay, kindly send us with pictures of the details mentioned below. Now, some of these you might not have, okay? So you're just going to send us the ones that you have. So send us pictures of your work tools or work equipment, the work vehicle, even if it's your personal vehicle that you use, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Business license, registration, okay? Insurance. If you have business cards, send us a photo of that, or your LLC. If you do invoicing, send us a picture of that, but obviously not with your client's information on it, okay? A blank invoice.
Absolutely.
So some of these items, like I said, you might not have, so just send us the ones that you do have, okay? This is going to help us get you verified faster, all right?
Awesome.
Now, the last thing, and then we're all set. So starting like we're going to get moving, okay? We will send you notifications as stuff is being processed, so this way you're aware of the steps that we are completing, okay?
Nice.
So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. Now, keep in mind, those could also start generating phone calls for you, okay?
Yes.
7 to 14 days, the Facebook ads are live. Those can also start generating phone calls for you. Now, what we always state in our terms and conditions that we sent you in writing, getting you verified, creating the profile, optimizing it on that first page and managing it there, no matter what, I'm going to stick to the timeline that's written, 60 to 90 days, even when I've seen it happen sooner. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I like to underpromise and overdeliver. Okay?
Yeah.
That's me. So, but again, we'll be notifying you as these steps are being processed. So this way you're aware of the work that we're doing too. Okay?
Awesome.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so super excited for you. Super excited for you. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you expand your business.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. Did you have any other questions for me, Harley?
I think just from here, it's just getting you that information, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then tomorrow, so when you're talking with the technician, they're going to provide you the best places where to send us. Like, I will recommend this, that if you're going to send us pictures that you want us to post for your business, I'm going to send this to you. I'm going to email you. You always want to email them to photos@localsplash.com. You could text them, but I'm going to tell you this, that the quality is much better when you send it by email. Okay. One thing that I will say is this, if the pictures, if the lighting's bad, if they're too blurry, if it seems like it's cut off, we won't post those pictures because it's like doing you a disservice, right? So we always want to make sure that your pictures are like clear, you know what I mean? That they're good quality photos. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm super excited for you. If you don't have any other questions, I hope you have a very blessed day, and we will talk with you tomorrow. Okay?
Sweet. Sounds good.
All right. You have yourself a good one. You think you're good? No other questions? You're so welcome. It's been my pleasure. Okay, Harley, we will talk to you tomorrow. I'm going to do my best to be available when it's time to call you because I really like doing the introduction.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Oh, thank you. You have a good one, okay?
Hey, thank you too. God bless.
You are so welcome. God bless you. I take all the blessings I can get. All right, hon.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.